Rishus Avi Meir, Rishus Tachoshin and Tzibur, the day after Chanukah, and I'd like to speak on the topic. I hope it can be considered a topical theme. It's something of an extension of the days of Chanukah, to speak a little bit about the union of the menorah, somewhat connected with Chanukah, though not totally. In fact, the Sfas Emes writes, just by way of introduction, in Chedushim on Chanukah, he quotes from his Zayde, the Chedushim Horim, that Teves, Chodesh Teves, is so named because it's an expression of Hatobat HaNeiros. Teves is connected with beautifying and enhancing the Neiros, which is part of the Avodah of Neiros Chanukah. As you might say, that there are 36 Neiros which we light throughout the days of Chanukah, as is known. And these 36 Neiros correspond to the 36 days which extend from the first day of Chanukah through till the end of Chodesh Teves. And he explains that Teves is a month of Hester Ponim, doesn't explain why, but there are various references to this that I've come across elsewhere. Teves is a Chodesh of Hester Ponim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makdim Refuah L'Makor, that he gave us the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which covers and spreads and is Mashpiah through all those 36 days from the beginning of Chanukah right through to the end of Teves. So in a certain sense, we are continuing now the Hashpah of Chanukah. We need it in this month of Chodesh Teves. So I want to speak about an inyan which is somewhat related to Chanukah, the inyan of the menorah in the Mishkan and Beit HaMikdash. We have a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, a pasuk which describes there amongst the many psukim, speaking of the Bayis Rishon which Shlomo HaMelech built, there's a pasuk there which says, Vayas Chaloinei Shekufim Atumim, that Shlomo HaMelech made windows, Chaloinei Shekufim Atumim. These two terms, Shekufim Atumim, appear to be contradictory, because Shokuf, as the Mefarshim explained, is an expression of Hashkafa, that they allow vision, windows which would help be a visual aid, and Atumim means blocked up. So were these windows wide so that they should allow vision, or were they narrow not to allow vision? It seems to be contradictory. So Rashi explains that these windows were shekufim mibachutz, they were wide on the outside. In other words, in the way Shlomo HaMelech constructed the Beit HaMikdash, looking from the outside, the walls had large openings to allow light to come in. But when one actually stood on the inside, one saw that they were atumim. They were very, very narrow indeed, almost closed, so they allowed very little light in. And Rashi explains that the reason the windows were atumim, were narrow, was because inside the Beit HaMikdash there was no need for natural light. The Shekhinah there lit up the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore there was no need for light on the inside. That's why these windows were atumim mibifnim. They were very narrow, almost closed from within. But the question which remains is, why they have to be open from the outside? I want to just raise this question, why they were shkufim mibachutz, and Mitzvah Hashem to come back to this at the end of my words, Mitzvah Hashem. There's a comment which the Netziv makes in the Harchei Dovah, right at the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha. Now everybody knows the oft-quoted Rashi and Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha, Rashi quoting from Chazal, that Aaron HaKohen had no chelek in the Chanukah HaMizbeach, all the Shevatim took part except for Shevet Levi. Aaron HaKohen was chol sha'ol data, he was upset that he didn't have an opportunity to be involved in the Chanukah HaMizbeach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you've got the menorah, which is something much greater, a far greater tachlis. And the Ramban wonders, what is the inyan of the menorah? The Ramban asks, if we're talking about the menorah, which was avodah in the Mishkan, why mention the menorah particularly? The Kohanim had all the Karbonos, Aaron HaKohen's family had all of the Karbonos, there was the Ketores, Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Minchas Chavitim, many Karbonos which were brought. So why mention particularly the menorah more than the Karbonos? So the Ramban says, in my opinion, this is a reference to Chanukah, that the menorah, Avodas HaNeiros, which was promised to Aaron HaKohen as consolation for not taking part in the Chanukah HaMizbeach, is the menorah of Chanukah, which is L'Doiros. So the Mishkan was for a particular time. Chanukah HaMizbeach happened at one particular time. The Avodah of the Neiros is La'olam for all generations. And this is what the Ramban learned, that we're talking here about Chanukah. This was the gift, so to speak, given to Aaron HaKohen, because through the Chash Menoyim from Beit Levi, That's how the whole Yeshua of Hanukkah came about. So this was the gift given to Aharon HaKohen. It's interesting to note the Ramban brings proofs from this from Midrashim, but the Nitziv in the Ha'achei Dabar is Mechulak on the Ramban. And the Nitziv says we're not talking here about Neiros Hanukkah. So it's interesting, although the Nitziv says he argues on the Ramban himself actually brings Midrashim, which seems clearly to state that it's a reference to Neiros Hanukkah. But nevertheless, the Nitziv is Mechulak on the Ramban. And the Nitziv says, if you ask about Karbonos, why Chazal don't say that Aharon HaKohen was given the Karbonos, why the Menorah more than Karbonos, he explains as follows. He says the Tachlis of Karbonos in the Mishkan was very different to the Tachlis of Karbonos in the Beit HaMikdash, in both Batei Mikdash. Subsequent to the times of the Mishkan, when Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, the Tachlis of the Karbonos was to bring a Hashpah of Parnasa to the world. People received their daily bread through the koyach of the karbonos. This was the tachlis of the karbonos in the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. However, says the Nitziv, in the Mishkan, the tachlis of the karbonos was for the yiud shel Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu had the dibor of the Shechina directly speaking to him, this came through the koyach of the karbonos in the Mishkan. So these Karbonos had nothing to do with Parnassa. It's a very, very different Hashpah that they brought to the world. In the times of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu was Pe'el Pe'a Daber boy. He had this extremely close connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asaklario HaMe'iro, incredibly close type of Nevuah, which no other Nabi could be Zayecha to, and this came B'Koyach, the Karbonos, in the Mishkan. And then the Siv says, we know, and Tosfos tells us this in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, that after the Chet Hamaraglim, until all of that nation, all of that generation died off 38 years later, the Ribono Shel Olam did not speak directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. And says the Nitziv, for that reason we find the Gemara tells us in Chagiga that Karbonos were not brought in the Mishkan for all of those years. Why? Because the Karbonos are there to create this possibility of the Yud in Moshe, of the close connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Moshe, and since that didn't happen all those years, as Chazal tell us, Vayikashe Tamu, only when all of that generation died off, then Vayidaber Hashem, then Hashem spoke again to Moshe. So since there was no powerful connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe over those years, there was no need for Karbonos. So these Karbonos that took place in the Mishkan only happened for a certain amount of time. There was a great gap of 38 years from the Chet of the Meraglim right through until all that generation died off. It was not a constant avoido. However, the Menorah, says the Nitziv, was and is a constant thing. Because the Hashpah of the Menorah is the Hashpah of Pilpula Shel Torah. And this is what the Nitziv tells us. And he mentions this in many different places. I've seen in a few places where he speaks about it. And he tells us himself that there are many times that he refers to this as the Menorah giving the Hashpah, the influence on the world for Pilpula Shel Torah. So the Torah Shabbat Peh, the back and forth, the toing and froing in Torah, the svaras this way and that way, the machloikas and so on, the Pilpul of Torah comes through the Menorah, and this is something which has never had a break, not like the Karbonos. Chazal could not say that Aharon HaKohen was comforted and consoled by being given the Karbonos instead of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, because the Karbonos wasn't a permanent thing. The Hashpah of the Karbonos was only there in the Mishkan whilst there was the close relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. But the Hashpah of the Menorah, which is Pilpula Shel Torah, has never ever had a break or an interruption, and in fact the Nitziv finishes by saying that as Chazal tell us in Gemara in Brachos, Horogil B'ner, Havion Neibonim Talmidei Chachamim, and Rashi says there this refers to Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, and Rashi explains that since Ner Mitzvah, the Torah Oyer, the Torah is compared to Oyer and to Mitzvah, the Ner, so therefore if a person brings the light of Neiroi, Shabbos and Chanukah into their home, they will be Zoicha that the Oyer HaTorah should follow in their path, in their wake. So this is the Segula of the Ner, bringing in the Talmidei Chachamim, the Hashpah of Torah, which says that the Tziv happens to this very day through the Hashpah of Neiros Chanukah. So these are the Nitziv's words, that the Hashpah of the Menorah is Pilpula Shel Torah, and it exists to this very day. We get our Koyach and Torah through the Avodas HaMenorah of Aharon HaKohen in those days, and continuing through the Bayis Rish and Bayis Sheni right through to the Menorah of Hanukkah nowadays. Now the Netziv goes further, and I'm quoting now from the Hachei Dova in Shemoy Perek Lametes in Parashas Pekudei. And in fact, the Netziv is Mitzayin this in Parashas Ahaloitzko. And here the Netziv speaks about the Pesukim, which we read for the Haftorah for Hanukkah, from the Pesukim in Zechariah. The Navi Zechariah speaks about the Menorah. And I'm not going to go through all the, how he touches the few Pesukim there, but just to mention a couple of things that he said. He says, we're told there that there is a Menorah, and we're told, Ushnaim Zeisim, there are two Zeisim there. Echod mi min hagulo, echod mi tzmoel. One on the left and one on the right. Two Zeisim. And we're also told, he says, towards the end of the Pesukim, V'haytzi etro eben horosha, tshuot chein chein lo. So the Netziv continues with his theme here. He says, the Menorah is Pilpula shel Torah. But he says, particularly in the time of Bayis Sheni, from the time of Bayis Sheni, this was the man of Pilpula shel Torah. We'll speak more about this in Mirza Hashem. Bayis Sheni is the man of Pilpula shel Torah. He says, the Navi Zechariah says, Loi bechoyach, loi bechayil, ki im baruchi, omar Hashem tzavokai. Not with power, not with force, ki im baruchi. He says, the Torah is megin, pilpula shel Torah is megin on milchamos. It obviates the need for milchamos. I've seen elsewhere, and unfortunately I don't remember the source for this now, a fascinating thing. I saw it a few years ago, and unfortunately, as I say, I don't remember where I saw it. Perhaps somebody has seen it. There are certain milchamos which Klal Yisrael are destined to go through. It could be every year there are milchamos that have to be battled. And if we wage war, milchamto shel Torah, in the base of Medrash, we don't need to wage those battles outside of any battlefield against any nation that hates us. We can be yoytze achiyuv of milchamos against our enemies by doing battle with each other in the milchamto shel Torah and base of Medrash. Fascinating thing. Unfortunately, as I say, I don't remember the source for it. But the Netziv does say this in just a few words here. He says, the Torah, Pilpula shel Torah, which comes through the Menorah, which reigned supreme at the time of Bayis Sheni, obviates the need for Milchama. What Pilpula shel Torah are we talking about? There's a chizuk here for everybody. He says, the Shnayim Zeisim, Echad Mimin, Echad Mismael. These are reference to the Loim Dei Torah. There are Loim Dei Torah to the right, and there are Loim Dei Torah to the left. Those to the right are the Loim Dei Torah Lishmo, the Gevaldige Madrega. They are Mechazek the Torah. They bring the Hashpah. But there is place also to the Smoil. There's a Echod, a Zayas to the left, which is a reference to the Loim Dei Torah Shaloi Lishmo, that they too bring the Hashpah of Torah to this world. They create the power of Pilpula Shal Torah. And that's a chizuk to everybody. Who can say they're on the Madrega where they learn Torah totally lishma, even if one is not on that Madrega? As many of us are, unfortunately, not quite there yet. But there's a place for us where Mechazik the Torah, the Shnayim Zeisim. V'hoytziyah to Eben Horoisha, says in the Tziv, I'm just quoting just briefly his words. This is a reference to the fact that there is no other protection to Klal Yisrael that can be compared to the power of Torah. There are other schools, and then Siv mentions them, but nothing. The Eben Horosha, the protection par excellence of Klal Yisrael, is the Menorah, which is a remez to Chokmat HaTorah. That is the only protection, the major protection, great protection of all, to Klal Yisrael from Milchamos. And then Siv continues to Shuot Chein Chein La. There's an extra dimension to the Torah, and Mitzvah Hashem hopefully will speak a little bit more about this towards the end of this year. That there is chein chein lo. That the Talmidei Chachamim have a chutzah chesed moshuch aleihem. They've got a certain chein. There's something extra that comes. A Talmid Chacham has got something extra, an extra dimension to it, an extra beauty, an extra chein. This is also conferred on a person by the Torah that they learn. So it's loy b'chayu, loy b'chayach. You won't fight your battles with military might. We won't fight your battles with military power. Ki baruchi omar Hashem tzavokai. It's just my spirit, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the koyach of Torah, the pilpula shel Torah. This is the power of Torah, and this is what comes through the hashpah of the Menorah. So Ad Kan Divrei HaNetziv in the Ha'achid Dover in Parashas Baha'aloyscha, right at the beginning of the Sedra, and in Parashas Pekudei Perek Lametet in Shemais. This Inyan of Torah Shabbat Al-Peh coming through the power of the menorah, and particularly that it reigns supreme in the time of Bayis Sheni. I want to speak a little bit about this today. I'll quote from the Kad HaKemach from Rebbe B'chaim in Ois Torah. Rabbeinu B'chaim mentioned the Pesukim in Tehillim. We say them every Shabbos, Torah Hashem Tmimo, Eidus Hashem Le'amona, and so on. We describe Torah in six different ways, with six descriptions. Rabbeinu B'chaim in Kad HaKemach says, again this is in Ois Torah, he says as follows, prior to mentioning Torah, in these Pesukim, David HaMelech mentions the sun, La'shemesh som oyel bohem. Ve'ein nistol nechamosoi, nothing can hide from the heat of the Shemesh. So David HaMelech describes the incredible, glorious power of the sun. And he says that the sun is made on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anybody who knows a little bit of the science of it, I know very, very little, but the tiny little bit that I know, when you think about the vast energy that the sun gives out, moment by moment, incredible amount of energy. I think they say in 1 second the sun uses more energy than will be needed to keep the whole of the United States going for a whole year. I think I saw that statistic recently. It's an incredible thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam created a repository of energy which is burning at such a phenomenal rate, such a vast amount of energy is being used up moment by moment, and it continues to sustain itself. So when one looks at the power of the sun in terms of the energy that it uses, the vastness of this store of energy, and when one looks at what the sun does, that it shines right down to our world, millions of miles away from it, and it provides us with the seasons, and everything is just as it should be for us to live lives which allow us to exist in this world, not too hot, not too cold, vegetation should be able to grow, and so on. And the sun, from that vast distance, has this hashpah on our world, when it's awakened to the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says Rabbeinu B'chaim, David HaMelech is not satisfied with that. He says, that's the sun. And you get incredibly misoyer to the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by thinking about the sun. But you should know, Torah Hashem Tmimo is a koyach which is far, far greater than the sun. Far more powerful than the sun. That's Torah Hashem Tmimo, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rabbeinu B'chaim, that in fact is why we say Avo Rabba, which is the bracha of Birchat HaTorah, so to speak, after Yoyseh HaMoyreis. First we mention the Moyreis, all the heavenly bodies that the Ribbono Shel Olam created, the vast power that they have, which awakens us to see the greatness of Hashem, and then Avo Rabba. Then we come to mention the greatness of Torah, which is way, 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 way and above the power of the heavenly bodies. They come side by side in Tehillah, in Tefillah, and they come side by side in Tehillim, as mentioned by David HaMelech. And Rabbeinu B'chaim says, I'll see how much time allows, he goes through these psukim. Torah Hashem Tamimo Meshivas Nofesh. He says the Torah is Meshivas Nofesh, it revives the person. The sun, which David HaMelech has just spoken about, has the opposite effect. If one stays in the sun for too long, one is injured, one is damaged by the sun. The skin is damaged, the inner organs can be damaged, the brain can be damaged. Too long in the sun is harmful. So the sun is very great, but you can't be in its rays for too long. The Torah, Hamas Midbo, the more a person is involved with Torah, Meshivas Nofesh. It revives him. He becomes more alive. The Talmidei Chachamim, the older they become, the more alive they become. They're infused with the power of Torah. Eidus Hashem Ne'amon Amach Kimas Pesi. He says the sun is Nichnas B'moyach, enters the brain of a person, and it takes away their wisdom. They can't think straight anymore. Apparently this is one of the dangers of the sun, so Rabbeinu B'chaya tells us. But the Torah is Mach Kimas Pesi, makes even a foolish person wise. Not only does it not take away the wisdom of a clever person, which the sun does, on the contrary, it adds wisdom even to a fool. He says, a person who sits in the sun is misatzev and doyeg. The sun apparently has the ability to depress a person. They become sad, they become a worrier. Whereas the Torah is misam chelev, pikudei Hashem mishorim, misam chelev, the more Torah one learns, the more joy one has in life. And so he continues through these six psukim explaining how the Torah is way, way, way and above the power of the sun, even in what we might call the physical terms of what it does for a human being. It lifts a person up to greater and greater madrigals, and the more exposure one has to it, the more one is influenced to the good by it, which is quite the opposite to the power of the sun. Now Rabbeinu B'chaim says the six references here correspond to the Shisho Sidrei Mishnah. Because when we speak about Torah, when David HaMelech speaks about the greatness of Torah, It's referring to Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's the Pilkula Shel Torah. He says, why is that so? I'll read out the words that he says here. Ki Iker HaTorah Ki Torah Sheba'al Peh She'ein Torah Sheba'al Peh Yechoylol Hisbayer Kim Alidei Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Torah Sheba'al Peh cannot be understood, it cannot be opened up unless one resorts to Torah Sheba'al Peh. So Rabbeinu Bechaye, one of the Rishayim, says Torah Sheba'al Peh is the Iker. The Gemara that one learns, the Halacha that one learns, the whole body of Torah Sheba'al Peh as it evolves right through the ages, that is the Iker. And that's why David HaMelech used six expressions to describe the greatness of Torah, because he's referring here to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, to the fundamental building blocks of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So this opens our eyes a little bit to see the Koyach of Pilpulo Shetorah coming through the Hashpah of the Menorah, and what it means to us here and now, what it actually does for us, what a treasure we have. I'd just like to go a little bit further, quoting something which the Maharal writes in the Sefer Teferet Yisrael in Perek Samaches. The Maharal quotes the Medrash. The Medrash is Medrash Rabban Shemayt. The Medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe, he taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, right the way through the whole of Torah. As Chazal say, Afilu Masha Talmud, Vosik, Osid, Lishoid, even what a Talmud is going to ask later in history, any Kasha, anything that was raised throughout the years of Talmud Torah, it was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Everything. And the Medrash tells us, as quoted by the Maharal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you the Torah, and Moshe said, please write it down for me. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write down the Torah. And the Maharal explains later that the purpose of writing down Torah obviously would be to save it from being forgotten. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I can't write it down for you. Mikro, there's Torah Shebetzav, but the rest is not to be written down. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nations of the world are offered, in the future they will come, they will be Shoilek, they'll rule over Klal Yisrael, and they will take the Torah from you. So therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot write down the whole of the Torah, part of it will be given to you Ba'al Peh. And this, as we've learned, is the Iker part of Torah, Rabbeinu Bechaye tells us. It will be given Ba'al Peh. The Maharal says this inyan is Omrit Ma'oid. It's a very, very deep inyan. I'll quote his words, who can be Zoycha to plumb the depths of the Maharal? I'm not suggesting in any way that I'm doing that, but just to quote his words. The Maharal says, what we're talking about here is as follows. He says, something which is written down, Torah Shebichtav, is written, it has its place. It's on a piece of paper, it's on a clasp, it's somewhere written, a parchment, a paper, whatever it's written down. Anybody can come and take it away. They can be in possession of that piece of clasp, of that handwriting. Anybody can take something which is written down. That's Torah Shebichtav Peh. The nations of the world will come at a later date, they take Torah Shebetzav from us. We know Torah was written down, we know that, we're coming up to the time of Asar HaBatavius, the tragedy of Torah being written down by the Greeks, we understand that. That's a great tragedy for Klal Yisrael if the Torah is taken from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, it will happen. But says the Maharal, Torah Sheba'al Peh, where is its place? Where does it belong? So the Maharal says, in Perek Samaches, in Teferet Yisrael, the Torah Sheba'al Peh belongs in the mouth of Klal Yisrael, in the Peh of Klal Yisrael. It has no other place. He says, we refer to Torah as Torah Sivolomim Moshe, Moirosh Akilas Yaakov, which Chazal say is Moirosha. We are Moirosha with Torah. This is our bond with Torah and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a type of Erusin, a type of marital bond. He says, therefore, Ben Noach Sh'osach Batorah is Chai of Misa, just like the din of Naro HaMoirosha, because it doesn't belong to anybody else. And since it only belongs to Klal Yisrael, it's only in our mouth. It has no other place that it exists. This is the incredible gift of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and with all the dangers that it would be forgotten, and we know, Taka, that later Chazal found a heter to write it down, but the Iker Mokom of Torah Sheba'al Peh is the Feh Adam. It is Mechubah to a Yid. It's joined to a Yid, and it's that bond cannot be broken. Because you cannot take away something which is integral to the personality of an individual. You can't take that away from them. It's fully part of them. Can never be removed from them. And this is our special bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are mechubar to this bond, to this Torah, because it has no physical representation. Initially, it was not written anywhere, only later in later generations. But its place is the Fair Adam. These are the amazing words of the Maharal. So coming now, the Koyach of the Menorah, Pilkulo Shel Torah, particularly Zman Afayis Sheni, and this is Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us this incredible power of Pilkulo Shel Torah, what it does for us. And now the words of the Maharal that it's a place, the Mokim, where it belongs, where it lives, is in the mouth of a person, it is Mechubor, with a Chibor Shel Kayoma, totally and forever joined to the body of a person. These are the words of the Maharal in the Sefer Tiferes Yisroel. Just to go a little bit further here, Rav Gedal Yisroel writes in the Sefer Or Gedal Yom, this is where he speaks about Chanukah. He says, in the time of Bayis Rishon, this is a time of Torah Shebichsav. He explains, it was a time of Giloy Shekhinah. The Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, could be seen. It was a time of Nevi'im. The Nevi'im spoke the Divar Hashem. One knew what the Rotzon Hashem was. And this is characterized by the openness of Torah Shebichsav, which is written down for all to see and all to understand. He says, since there was this openness and perfection, and our closeness to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, this was symbolized by the form of the Bayis Rishon, which had all of its kelim. The Oren and the Menorah, it had a complete set of kelim. However, when we come to Bayis Shadi, says of Gedal Yishor, we find that the Kalim and the Mishkan were reduced. There was no Orein in the Bayis Shadi. In the Bayis Shadi, we didn't have Nevi'im. He says it was not as man of Torah Shebichsav anymore. The Torah Shebichsav did not reign supreme anymore. In the time of Bayis Shadi, this was as man of Torah Shebichsav, which is somewhat hidden, and that is reflected by the fact that the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, by Shani did not have its full complement of Caleb. There was no Oren there. But the Menorah was there. Because the Menorah is Chochmat HaTorah, which is Torah Sheba'al Peh. And this is the time that Torah Sheba'al Peh reigns supreme. So, Rav Gedal Yishor says that when we speak about Torah Sheba'al Peh reigning supreme, what we mean is it's the Tekufa of the Chachmei HaTorah. There are no Nevi'im anymore. It's not open. It's not revealed. It's the Tekufa of Chachmei HaTorah. Those people who are completely immersed in Torah, they are the leaders. That's the voice that we listen to. And he writes there, this is what's relevant to us. This man began at the time of Bayis Shani, but it didn't just exist then. It continues right through our years until the times when Moshiach will come. This is the man that we're going through now. The Koyach of Pilkulo Shel Torah, through the Menorah, the Hashpah, right the way through Ad Hayoyim Hazet, this generation, that the existence of the nation is only guaranteed through the power of the Chachmei HaTorah, through this undiluted Torah which comes down through the generations and is there to this very day. This is the power of Bayis Shani continuing on the Tekufa of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Tekufa of Chachmei HaTorah. Our allegiance has to be towards the Chachmei HaTorah. So these are the words of Rav Gedal Yishor, again, underscoring the power of Pilkulo Shel Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, right through to this day. So I just want to come back now, just to tie up these ends here. We've spoken about the Hashpah of Torah coming right through the generations, the power of the Menorah, which the Netziv says exists right through the Menorah, the Neiros of Chanukah, right to this very day. This comes to Aaron HaKohen. This was given to Aaron HaKohen in place of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. And we've understood, through the words of Rabbeinu Bechaya, the koyach, the greatness of the Torah Shebaal Peh. We understood from the Netziv, it's whether a person learns Lishma or Shaloi Lishma, they bring this Hashpah to the world. Everybody has their chelek in it. But there's one extra nekuda which I want to point out here. And this is coming back to the first question which I raised. When we spoke about the Bayis Rishon, the Pasuk in Melachim tells us that the Chaloinos were Shkufim Atumim. They were narrow on the inside, they were wide open on the outside. The narrowness, we know, reflects the fact that the Shekhinah, the oil of the Shekhinah, lit up the inside of the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore it didn't need physical light. So that's why they were Atumim on the inside. But why were they shkufim? Why were they open on the outside? So I want to quote something here, and just to tie up developing these words for a couple of minutes. The Malbin says, the Hanes, I'm not sure why he calls it a Hanes, but he says, the Hanes, Shami Bachut, that from the outside, Hoyonire, Shachaloina Shachabim, the impression was given that the windows were wide open. On the outside, it looked like a wide opening in the wall. Veshetzorich L'Oyer Hayoim, and that therefore the Beit HaMikdash needed physical, needed natural light to illuminate it. However, says the Malbim, Ha'oimei Bifnim, somebody who stood inside the Beit HaMikdash, Ro'o, She'oim HaShechino Zoyreachshav. He was the one who saw that the Oir HaShechino, the light of the Shechino shone there, the Oir HaShem Meir Bichvoidai. The Malbim says it was a nature, I'm not sure what he means, but the point that I want to draw out from his words is, that to the person standing outside, it appeared that that building called the Beit HaMikdash, which everybody understood was very holy and very special, but it needed natural light. The Oimei Bifnim, he was the only one who was zoicha to realize, because he saw the inside that the windows were very narrow and no light really came in. He was the only one who realized that the Oir HaShechino Zoyreachshav. And this, I think, is a reference to be taken. The Oir HaShechino, the Oir came through the menorah, as we know. Elsewhere it says in Svarim that the menorah lit up the Beit HaMikdash. This is the power of Torah. And I think there's a message here. We've spoken about the greatness of Torah. Through the ages, the Pilpula Shel Torah, that's what protects us from the Chama and so on. But what a person needs to know is that just as the Yevonim wanted to introduce their other Chochmas to us, to tell us you don't need the Chochmas HaTorah, there are other wisdoms, other areas of knowledge and science and all sorts of sciences and disciplines in the world, which can replace the Torah, and if not replace, as many people like to think, of course I learned the Blat. But they do add to the Torah, they do enhance it. The university degree, there are people who go to university for different reasons. Now those who go to university, because they think it's a sensible way to have a panos or whatever, that's one way of going to university. There are others who say that knowledge of the secular world is naturally in the person. Yes, tell you what, but you need the extra enhancement of secular knowledge. And there are others who have other enhancements. We live in a time when there are all sorts of chitzoinistic enhancements. You know, we get to a stage where people are judged by how much silver and wood they have on their table. Well, how expensive a hat is it a gold or a silver, this becomes part of the enhancement of Torah. If a person needs those things, they're only bachus. They're standing on the outside. They know about Torah. They know it's a holy thing and they're involved in it. But they have the feeling that it needs Oir Hayom. They have the feeling that it needs that little bit extra. The cosmos, all the pleasures, the Tanuga Eolim has all the beauty of this world. It's very nice. But the Torah doesn't need that. The Torah doesn't need to be enhanced. When a person feels independent of those things, when they feel that their chizuk, their existence comes from the Torah per se, whatever Hashem has granted them is extra and above and is very wonderful, but they're aware that doesn't enhance the person that they are, because the person that they are is purely made by the Torah that they have. When they're aware of that, then they can say they're standing bifnim. Then they can say they have such a chibur to the Torah, that the Torah Shebaal Peh is so much an integral part of them, that they're standing within, and they can see She'oir HaShechino Zoreach Sham, V'oir HaShem Meir Bichvoidai, that the Torah itself enlightens their life. They don't need anything else. And this is a Madrega which we hope we can be Zoicha to. Halavai Nitz Hashem, we should be Zoicha to the chibur to the Torah.